USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a $26 billion settlement over the cost of opioid deaths, some public health experts are citing missed opportunities for saving more lives. The settlement calls for drug maker Johnson & Johnson to pay up to $5 billion in addition to the billions from major national drug distribution companies. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein on an AP Zoom call.
The $26 billion agreement will bring desperately needed resources home to each of our states, an estimated $750 million here in North Carolina, to help people struggling with opioid use disorder find hope, freedom from addiction, and happiness.
The Biden administration is deciding whether to formally urge vaccinated Americans to once again mask up as the country experiences an increase in the number of COVID-19 Delta variant. White House aides are in talks Thursday with officials from the CDC about proposed messaging to the public. USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
Republicans are ready to fight on the side of the federal debt limit, warning Democrats that it will be up to them to avoid a default as President Biden pushes for trillions more in spending. GOP senators say they will not lift a finger to help Democrats raise the debt ceiling. The limit on how much debt the federal government can owe has been suspended for nearly 2 years after a bipartisan deal between President Trump and lawmakers. The Congressional Budget Office estimated Wednesday that the Treasury Department will most likely run out of cash in October or November. Since NASCAR is taking a break from racing because of the Olympics, driver Kurt Busch was asked by Motor Racing Network what sport he likes to watch during the timeout.
For me, I'm an archery guy. That's my hidden talent. I love to go out and shoot the bow. But then a buddy of mine that's teaching a friend of mine's son of BMX, Connor Fields. He's a monster athlete. He's qualified BMX, and I'm hoping that he brings home the gold.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's being described as a super spreader event, Texas House Democrats have left a trail of COVID-19 infections since leaving the state. Let's get an update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
At least six Texas Democratic lawmakers that have fled the state to block an election reform bill have tested positive for coronavirus. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson calls for those lawmakers to return to Texas.
When their 10 days of quarantine are over and they get released from their hotel rooms in Washington, D.C., they need to go immediately back to the state of Texas, and they need to fulfill their duties to the constituents there. They were voted in and elected to represent the constituents of Texas, and they have completely gaffed off that duty, and it's time for them to do their jobs.
Those Texas Democratic lawmakers met with Senate Majority Leader and New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, and Vice President Kamala Harris. Spokespersons for each say they aren't quarantining.
Russia launched a long-delayed module for its segment of the International Space Station Wednesday. Reports are coming in it suffered technical problems after reaching orbit. Both Roscosmos and NASA said the module prematurely deployed its solar arrays and navigational antennas shortly after separating from the rocket. Neither agency has provided additional updates on the status. The module, 13 meters long and weighing more than 23,000 kilograms at launch, includes crew accommodations, attitude control systems for the station, research facilities, and cargo stowage. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.